not giving up. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Some Democrats holding out hope they can keep control of the U.S. House.
There still is a path toward 218. Whatever happens, House Democrats have vastly overperformed expectations.
Congressman and caucus chair Hakeem Jeffries says that gives Democrats momentum, but Republicans are one win away from controlling the House and still projected to take back that majority. In the Senate, though, Democrats have already retained the majority, so Republicans could hold a leadership vote as soon as tomorrow morning. Texas Senator Ted Cruz calls that utterly insane.
If leadership tries to force this election tomorrow morning, I believe it is very likely we'll see a contested election.
Meaning a challenge to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The biggest long-term security threat to the U.S., China, says the FBI director at a House hearing where Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas singled out another threat.
Domestic violent extremism, particularly through lone actors or small groups. Loosely affiliated.
As he was grilled by Republicans about the southern border surge.
While the vast majority of these migrants may be coming to find work or more prosperous opportunities, we cannot ignore the evident security threat that looms beneath the surface of that crisis.
New York Congressman John Katko concerned about the criminal records of illegal immigrants and whether they're being properly vetted. Police in Moscow, Idaho, now say it appears an edged weapon, such as a knife, was used in the murder of four university students whose bodies were found Sunday. Autopsies won't be finished until later this week. So far, police think the killings were an isolated, targeted attack. And they say in an update just released, there's no imminent threat to the community at large. But no suspects are in custody. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It could be especially tough to stay healthy this winter thanks to a combination of flu, COVID, and other viruses already spreading fast in some areas. But one new report suggests COVID booster shots could keep many kids out of the hospital.
New projections by the nonprofit Commonwealth Fund suggest that a COVID-19 booster campaign aimed at children could avert tens of thousands of pediatric hospitalizations over the next few months. They outline two scenarios, one in which COVID-19 booster levels for kids matched last year's flu vaccination levels, saying that would avoid more than 38,000 hospitalizations, 36 million pediatric isolation days, and more than 22 million days of missed school. In the second scenario, 80% of all eligible people would get a booster, which would avert more than 46 million pediatric isolation days and almost 29 million missed days of school.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. In the U.S., updated COVID boosters that target the original strain and Omicron are approved for kids ages 5 and up. A vote now expected tomorrow in the Pennsylvania House on impeaching the Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, who defends his record on crime. A House committee advancing articles of impeachment today. Walking a mile in the shoes of a tech legend turns out to be an expensive trip.
A pair of worn-down Birkenstocks, once owned by Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, sold at auction for $220,000. It's the highest price ever paid for a pair of sandals, according to the auction house. The shoes also come with an accompanying NFT they were expected to sell for $60,000. The well-worn sandals with the imprint of Jobs' feet date back to the mid-1970s. Jobs and Steve Wozniak co-founded Apple in 1976 at Jobs' parents' house in Los Altos, California. The property was named a historic landmark in 2013. Jobs died in 2011 from complications of pancreatic cancer.
Fox's Yana Jalosi. The Dow's up 159. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.